JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
From January 24 to 29, the Jamaica Customs Agency will interact with its stakeholders during Customs Week. We'll tell you about the planned activities. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Stay tuned. Digital customs, progressive engagement. That's the theme for International Customs Week 2016. And preparations to commemorate the week are in high gear. Starting January 24, the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, will host a week of activities, chief among them, presentations on the Automated Systems for Customs Data, or ASICUDA.
The theme for this year is Digital Customs, Progressive Engagement. The series of activities are island-wide and include a church service on Sunday, January 24th at the Bethel Baptist Church, Kingston. The Montego Bay Symposium is on Monday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and this will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center, Rose Hall. Presentations will include the Charities Act and the ASICUDA World Project.
Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees. On International Customs Day, Tuesday, January 26, the JCA will host a Stakeholders Appreciation Day at Customs House in Kingston and at the Sangster International Airport Customs Hall, Montego Freeport. Representatives from various training institutions will get an inside look into the work of customs on that day as well. Major Richard Rees says the JCA will be conducting tours with select institutions at different locations. Also, on January 26, the Allison Moore Multipurpose Room will be officially opened in honor of the first female Commissioner of Customs. Yet another symposium will be held at the Knutsford Court Hotel in Kingston on January 28. And on Friday, January 29, a Vibes Day will be held at the Montego Bay and Kingston Customs Houses, featuring games, competitions, music, and entertainment to end the week with a bang.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The new paradigm for Jamaica's economic prosperity recognizes that wealth is created by the efficient production of valuable goods and services. Jamaica is headed towards quality manufacturing of competitive products, and we all need to support the move as part of plans to make our island the place of choice to do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
In the afternoon, coming from school, then we used to, as soon as the rain started to fall, we would make some little boats, and we'd drop them in the water. We would normally walk miles and watch them, like the boat, you watch the boat and you see. You could see maybe a dozen boys doing that same thing every evening. It used to be nice, very nice. And that was some of the activities that we used to do.
Do you have your own glimpses to share? Then email tidbits of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-35-9024. It's now time for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. After an earthquake, look for and extinguish small fires and eliminate fire hazards. But be careful not to put yourself at risk of burning or electrocution. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.